This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
You would think this was an ancient problem, but even in modern academia, in the modern world, there are entire philosophies being built on top of assumptions. And when you question the assumption itself, the root itself, everything starts falling apart.
When النجم إذا هوى ما ضل صاحبكم وما غوى.
Beena TV doesn't just teach you about the Quran. You can also learn Arabic from a brilliant teacher. Ustad Naman Ali Khan has made this beautiful ancient language easy to understand. So you're not only improving your language skills, but your understanding of the Quran too. Tap now to check out Beena TV.
The only garden where you actually have refuge from all this deprivation is with Allah. That's Jannatul Mawa. All the Jannats here, they'll still leave some tamanni in your heart. It's not going to fill you. It's not going to fill me. أَمْ لِلْإِنسَانِ مَا تَمَنَّى فَلِلَّهِ الْآخِرَةُ وَالْأُولَى وَكَمْ مِنْ مَلَكٍ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ. Now we finally get to the Akhirah. لَا تُغْنِي شَفَاعَتُهُمْ شَيْئًا. How many angels are there in the sky? By the way, the first sky has angels, the second has angels, the third has angels, the fourth, the fifth, the sixth, the seventh. Flooded with angels. The earth has angels. You know what? The population of angels is much, 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 much greater than the population of human beings. Our population is nothing compared to the population of angels. At the very, even just on earth, for each one of us, there's two. Kiraman Katibin. And even they have shifts. Kiraman Katibin. Even they have shifts. And then there's Hafala, a legion of guardian angels for each person. Yursilu alaykum Hafala. Then there's, and that's not even the sky, that's just the earth. Then there's the angels in the first sky, and then the second, and the third, and the fourth, and the fifth, and the sixth. And each one of those skies is infinitely bigger than the first sky. And they're all and then there are angels that are doing tawaf of the arsh of Allah, making istighfar for the believers. حَافِينَ حَوْلَ الْعَرْشِ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. You know, لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. They're hovering, they're going around the arsh, and any one of them that goes once, never comes back again because it's infinitely large. And they're making istighfar for believers. All of those angels, Allah says, لَا تُغْنِي شَفَاعَتُهُمْ شَيْئًا. Their shafa'ah will be of no benefit at all. Now, what does shafa'ah mean? Shafa'ah means to put in a good word for somebody. To put in a good word for somebody or to prevent someone from getting in trouble. If your father was about to yell at you, one of you men, and your mother came in, So then when she did that, you know what she just did? She did shafa'ah. She got in the way, saved you from trouble. That's shafa'ah. When somebody, you know, in Muslim countries, you can get a job, not from your resume, but from your connections. And by the way, that's also happening in America, by the way. Let's not pretend. But it definitely happens. It happens more openly in the Muslim world, right? So when somebody gets you a job through their connection, what have they done? Shafa'a. When you get a hookup, that's a shafa'a. I had shafa'a for the World Cup Morocco game. I knew somebody who knew somebody. And got me a ticket. I couldn't get shafa'ah enough to sit next to Khabib, though I tried. My shafa'ah wasn't high enough. But the point is, the idea of shafa'ah with Allah is that Allah will judge you on judgment day, but these angels are so close to Allah, they're daughters of God, they will get in the way and they will make the case. And shafa'ah is both for this life and the next life in their belief, meaning, We're going to ask these angels to send rain. They'll make a case to God and rain will happen. That's our shafa'ah in this life. And then there's a shafa'ah in the next life. But more accurately, I believe this is talking about the next life. By the way, shafa' is the opposite of watr in Arabic, the secondary meaning. Watr means odd number or singular. Shafa' means pair. Shafa'ah means this person is paired with me. So if you like me, go easy on them. So the idea of shafa'ah is that. That's where the shafa'ah concept comes from. like literally connection of two, right? Allah says, how many angels there are in the sky whose shafa'a will be of no benefit at all? They can make whatever. If all the angels in the sky begged Allah to forgive you, and Allah decided not to forgive you, then none of those angels' shafa'a will be of any benefit. It changes my view on, brother, please make dua for me. You make dua for me. Like, oh, okay. If all of the angels were doing it, and it wouldn't be enough. You know, we should make dua for each other. But if you're doing all kinds of haram stuff and then saying, I'm just going to make that guy to make dua for me, that's not going to work. That's not going to work. Because once you're messing with Allah and you think some other creation of Allah, you can go to them and then the problem will be solved. None of the angels together couldn't do it. Illa min ba'di an ya'dhan Allah. Except after Allah might give permission. Actually, the idhan notes are after, so I'll give you that first. Allah gives permission. The word permission is the same word for listening, adhina. And that's why listening, udhun, are ears. Okay? But what is the overall meaning? Al-ma'na al-mihwari mururu latifin min manfadh khilali athna'in murur lahu atharun qawi. Basically, when something passes through something invisibly, but has a huge effect. Basically. That's why very thin leaves were also called adhana. Very thin leaves of, because they're very thin. They're called adhana. Sound is invisible, it's thin, but it has a huge effect inside. You're processing everything because of it. The idhan is also used in Arabic for when someone is eager or likes something. So if Allah, when he says, yeah, then Allah, it's not just Allah gives permission, except when Allah himself listens, meaning Allah will listen to the prayer of the one begging for forgiveness. Or Allah will allow for the permission. Primarily, Allah will give permission to the angels to even make the case for this person. This is actually a concept that I want you to understand clearly. You and I have to make istighfar to Allah. When Allah loves our istighfar, then He tells His angels who only listen to Him, I give you permission, make istighfar for Him. Pray for Him. Like, add to His istighfar. Add to her istighfar. It's not like the angels on their own want to do it and Allah says, no, I'm not giving you permission. No, actually Allah unleashes legions of angels to pray for you when you turn back to Allah. But if you're not going to turn back to Allah, they could all be together. And even if they all did it, it wouldn't mean anything. Because in the end of the day, at the end of it all, it's only the rida of Allah. بِلِمَنْ يَشَاءُ forever, He, whoever He wants and whoever He is pleased with. The word radiya is used for softness. Whoever Allah turns towards in softness. Like we say, radiyallahu anhum, Allah is pleased with them. Actually means Allah is gentle with them. Allah is soft with them. It's the opposite of sakht, which is harshness. Urdu speakers know sakht, which is similar in Arabic, as sakht, which is toughness. Okay? And that's why even soft land was called radad, actually in Arabic. Okay, anyway. Now, إِلَّا مِنْ بَعْدِ أَنْ يَأْذَنَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَرْضَى. Allah is telling us here that you don't need to have angels to protect you, or you don't need to have some saints to you, that you go through to get what you want. None of that will work unless I'm pleased. So now my concern in this surah becomes, okay, I knew how to please the angels, I knew how to please the idols. Just put some chocolate milk in front of the idol. Put some cornflakes. Leave some like freshly made pie. And do this. And then they'll be happy. And then they'll do the rest. How do you make God Himself happy? That must be really hard to do. And He says, none of this will work until God is happy. Until لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَرْضَى. So Allah has now delivered a problem to the mushrikeen. Because now they were all this time, they had transactional religion, where they knew what they have to give and what they will get. They will make the sacrifice, they will get this in return. That was transactional religion. But now Allah says, none of this will work until Allah is pleased. So the question in the mind of the mushrik will be what? How do you please Allah? And how do you get forgiveness from Allah if nobody else will come in between? That means I have to face Allah myself. How will I get that? That's really hard. Now I have to deal with God directly. So their religious worldview is being broken by this ayah. And as it is being broken, the final touches on the destruction of this religion. Actually, I'll skip this part. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ لَيُسَمُّونَ الْمَلَائِكَةَ تَسْمِيَةَ الْأُنْثَى. When I translate this ayah, you will feel like we already discussed this. Then I'll show you why we haven't discussed this. No doubt those who don't believe in the afterlife, they name angels feminine names. No doubt those who don't believe in the afterlife name angels feminine, and will continue to name angels feminine names. That's what he says here. Wasn't this already discussed? You made up names, you and your gods, you and your fathers. So what is this doing here? This is actually not just talking about the general public. The general public follow the religion and they rename and they start the shit cycle all over again. This is talking about the leaders, the influencers, the people that others follow. People follow idols, but they actually follow human idols first. And the human idols sell the stone idols. If the influencer wasn't there in the society, then the shirk wouldn't survive. Someone has to be there selling it to them. And those people who sell it to them, they come across as religious or spiritual leaders or saints. You know, they're the people that are guarding the temple, you know, and they're the ones that can get their prayers. They'll tell you what wishes that or how to make the prayer or which sacrifice to make. Hey, I'm having a problem. My enemy needs to die. Hold on, let me speak with the gods. You must eat 3 strawberries. Do it on Wednesday. Do it at 8 p.m. Do not come back until then. $500. They go to these prescriptions. But they believe that these people are connected to the gods and they're connected to the future and they're connected to the afterlife. What is Allah saying about those spiritual leaders? The first thing you should know about them is they have no faith in the afterlife. The people that are selling you religion have no faith themselves. They're selling you a story, they don't believe anything. They have no faith at all. It's just a business. This is just a business. There was a famous documentary. I don't know if you guys got to watch it. I'm forgetting the name. There was an Indian fellow, medical student. He went to India and he saw that there are these gurus and people are just like flocking to them. And he was like, that's cool. So medical student from America decided to dress like a guru and started a YouTube page. Ended up having millions and millions of followers. Ended up buying a private jet, like, owns several mansions across the world, has like 100 wives. It's crazy. All of this because he decided to be. And why do people flock to him? He knows something they don't know. He can pitch them something that. At the end of it all, he exposed that I'm just a med student. I just gave up med school and did this. إن الذين لا يؤمنون بالآخرة يسمون الملائكة تسمية الأنثى. There's another few meanings here. You know what's going to happen on Judgment Day, right? Angels are going to come from the sky. Angels are going to start descending from the sky. And Allah told us about this in the Meccan Quran. And people that know that the angels will be coming and delivering God's punishment, and yet you still have the audacity to sell the idea that angels are females. You must not believe in this at all. How brave are you to be able to say something like this? إِنَّ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ لَيُسَمُّونَ الْمَلَائِكَةَ تَسْمِيَةَ الْأُنْثَى. And finally for today, وَمَا لَهُمْ بِهِ مِنْ عِلْمٍ. We're going to talk about these few points and we're done. The first of them, the significance of the structure, وَمَا لَهُمْ بِهِ مِنْ عِلْمٍ. They have no knowledge of it whatsoever. Allah is saying about people that create other religions, sell other religions, Allah is saying that in regards to Allah and in regards to the truth, they have no knowledge whatsoever. They don't know anything at all. The ma is ma al-rafm, which means, no, they do know something. I watch their videos. They sound really convincing. Allah says, no, they don't. And then he says, min ilmin. Min is actually here, ta'liman. This is min za'ida. In Nahu, they call this min za'ida. The min ilm is actually mubtada fi mahalli rafir. This jar majrur is a mubtada for Arabic students. This is actually the subject of the sentence. They have not any ounce of knowledge at all, especially about faith. They know nothing. They know nothing at all about God. These people are invalid beginning to end. They're charlatans. They're fake. مَا لَهُمْ بِهِ مِنْ عِلْمٍ. And then he says, إِنْ يَتَّبِعُونَ إِلَّا الظَّنِّ. We already heard this before. They follow nothing but assumption. This is all they have, is assumption. They build an entire narrative on top of an assumption. And they are afraid that somebody will come and challenge what? Their assumption. You would think this was an ancient problem. But even in modern academia, in the modern world, there are entire philosophies being built on top of assumptions. And when you question the assumption itself, the root itself, everything starts falling apart. And forget the non-Muslim world and the far left and the far right and other religions, even within the world of the study of Islam. There are so many people talking about Islam today. I don't speak against anybody, but I do share principles that Allah has given. People are saying things very confidently about Allah's religion. This is what Islam says, this is what it doesn't say. Based on what? Then when you question it, well, I heard it from this person. Are you saying that person doesn't know what they're talking about? No, I'm saying that a person said it is not enough for me. Where did you get it from? Well, that person got it from that person. And that person was really good. He was a really good person. I was like, really good people still need to provide their reasons. You can't win a case in a law, in a courtroom and say, this lawyer is a really good person, therefore guilty, Your Honor. That's not how it works. You could be a really good person. You still have to present your case. Them being a good person, them being righteous, has nothing to do with them being right now. You can't assume that. We do a lot of that in Islam. In the study of Islam, we make assumptions. And when you question the assumption, who are you to question the assumption? Are you as good as them? Are you as good as this person? No, I'm not. But it's still an assumption. It's an assumption from a really good person. It's still an assumption. إِنْ يَتَّبِعُونَ إِلَّا الظَّنِ. Allah has given us a religion that is revolutionary. No part of this deen can be based on what? Assumptions. None of it. It has to be rooted. أَصْلُهَا ثَابِتْ وَفَرْعُهَا فِي السَّمَاءِ. Its roots are firm. And its branches into the sky. This is it. This is a profound religion. It doesn't just go off of feelings. إِنْ يَتَّبِعُونَ إِلَّا الظَّنِّ. وَإِنَّ الظَّنِّ لَا يُغْنِي مِنَ الْحَقِّ شَيْئًا. By the way, the idea of mudari', I said the mudari' form of the ayah, meaning this following of assumptions will remain a problem for humanity until Judgment Day. This will be a god. Assumptions will be a false idol that the Quran will continue to keep breaking. And the people of the Quran will continue to keep breaking until Judgment Day. It'll keep going.
Hey guys, you just watched a small clip of me explaining the Quran in depth as part of the Deeper Look series. Studying the Quran in depth can seem like a really intimidating thing that's only meant for scholars. Our job at Bayyinah is to make deeper study of the Quran accessible and easy for all of you. So take us up on that challenge. Join us for this study, the Deeper Look of the Quran, for this surah and many other surahs on bayyinatv.com under the Deeper Look section.